3B's Burger Addiction is brought to you by Feltner Brothers on College in Fayetteville. Just three bros and the best staff cooking up fresh, never frozen, made to order burgers for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. It's 3B Radio time.
You want this beef? Feltner Brothers.
They're on college. The brothers are there right now.
They're good. Maybe put some guacamole.
Hey, you might get really trippy over in California. You hear about this?
Tight.
Did you hear about this? This is
they've legalized LSD.
Close. California voters could decide whether the state should decriminalize the use of hallucinogenic mushrooms by adults in 2018. A ballot measure was filed Friday with the state attorney general's office. The measure would exempt adults 21 and older from penalties of possessing, selling, transporting, and cultivating psilocybin.
Hey, listen, I think we're all adults here, and if we want to trip our balls off, we should be able to do that. Welcome to California.
Well, the studies have proved that mushrooms
are non-dangerous.
Well, your actions can always be dangerous, but mushrooms can actually
help
depression. They've done this in clinical trials, depression and all sorts of other ailments when it comes to psychology. Depression, anger. So this is what they're saying. At least 365,880 valid signatures are needed to place the measure on the 2018 statewide ballot. But that's a lot. But Kevin Saunders, the mayoral candidate in a town of Marina, California, just close to Monterey, is being the big old push on this. He says, I think we're seeing something that could literally heal our brothers and sisters, he said. We're talking about real cutting edge stuff.
Oh, boy.
So I'm getting out there, man. Change your old perspective on stuff. It's natural progression from marijuana legalization. Now you're just literally calling it a gateway progression.
Told you.
Yeah,
I told you.
My grandma was right. It is a gateway. The whole time we were right. They're just trying to get heroin legalized.
Hey, just in time for my 70th birthday.
The psilocybin is considered a Schedule 1 drug by the California Controlled Substance Act,
mm-hmm.
and the drugs have no accepted medical use at the moment and are a high potential for dependence and abuse, according to the DEA. Heroin, LSD, and marijuana are also in the same category.
Not a mushroom guy.
No.
No, never have been.
Why? Explain why.
First of all, they kind of...
I've heard stories.
They hurt your tummy.
Okay.
Not into that.
Give you bubble gun a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. And then for the trip, you're like, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. I don't like that.
They say it's a sickness.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you're sick and it comes in waves instead of like barfing, like when you get food poisoning, instead of throwing up, you just trip your balls off. it's kind of like that, but it's like, I kind of like the more fully committed trip. The 18-hour lose your mind.
You're in it, man.
You're in it.
Yeah. Well, either way, that's what they're trying to do.
It's like virtual reality.
But this is a natural, psilocybin being a naturally occurring
right
drug, just like.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but whatever.
Well, there you go. LA might just get really weird over there.
I don't think it should be legal, though.
Legal?
Yeah.
No. Why not?
Well.
Do you think someone's going to go around there just eating mushrooms all the time? I don't see anyone doing that.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Definitely.
Just like permanent, just eating them like on a sandwich?
A dude climbed a tree in Fayetteville out in front of the courthouse for his right to do that.
That didn't stop him, though. I mean, he's probably still doing the same thing today.
Right. No, after a little bit of jail time, I'm sure. But no, I don't want to get on a city bus.
My bus driver's
kind of acting a little funny.
Yeah, I would hate that. But hopefully they test.
You know what I mean?
Like
the guy who's fixing the potholes in the road took.
He's just laughing at the hole. I don't know what you do.
He meant to eat some trail mix, and instead he reached into his mushroom bag, and all of a sudden, the road is quite different from when it began.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it is.
I don't know, man.
I heard the state legalizing everything. They want to legalize everything across the board.
Right. I guess so. It worked. It's worked for Portugal. Their drug addiction rates have fallen through the floor. And I think there's an argument to be made. I think there is an argument to be made for that. Because I think that if you see, you know, if drugs are readily available, the people who are going to do them are going to do them anyway. But then the people, they can do them out in the open. But I think that when you, if you've ever seen anybody like on heroin or something,
yeah,
it's a pretty good way to be like, oh man, I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
It's like me watching the Wing Challenge on Monday.
Yeah.
Right?
If yeah, you can watch that. It sounds appealing.
It sounds really
you get
appealing.
Free wings?
No, you don't even get free wings.
Oh, they cost money?
Oh, yeah.
Even if you get, you get on the board, though.
Yeah, you get your picture on the board.
The fame.
But imagine this. The Wing Challenge. It's illegal. And all of a sudden, now you really want to do the Wing Challenge.
I think I kind of want to do it
because it's illegal. You know, it's.
I live dangerously. I am a rebel. I own a leather jacket.
This ain't going to hurt me, right? And so everybody's doing the Wing Challenge behind closed doors, and you never really see the effects of the Wing Challenge. You know what I mean?
You want to follow someone for 24 hours after doing
the Wing Challenge. So all of a sudden, you do the Wing Challenge, and you're just destroyed. Snot's running down your face. You're taking shots of Bailey's up your nose because you puked, and the hot sauce came through your nose, and now your nostrils burn, and your sinuses are on fire. You don't get to see that because it's not out in the open. Legalize the Wing Challenge. You see all that.
Everyone sees it.
And if you're like me, you say, I ain't doing the Wing Challenge.
Yeah.
Same thing with heroin.
I agree. Well,
or any drugs.
And what
really.
What is it doing? You know, the person that is sick or that is.
Do we legalize bath salts though? I mean, you know,
they're already legal.
Where does this?
I mean, they're bath salts. They're legal.
Are they literally bath salts?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was like just a slang term.
No, it's
you know?
A certain type of bath salt that they're eating.
Like,
ingesting.
Hey man, let's take some shower pepper.
Yes. It's not like a street drug name. Shower pepper. It is really it's really bath salts.
How about some commode cinnamon?
No.
You know?
I got all the bathroom spices.
I've got all these bathroom spices. I'm about to snort and inject some commode cinnamon. You know?
No, again, it's...
How about some sink sugar?
It's illegal to be out and about on it, but again, you don't know. I don't know if they've actually pinpointed the drug for that.
Yeah.
Just don't do them. There you go. And see it out in the open. People see that in the open. They're like, I'm not doing that.
I ain't taking the Wing Challenge.
No, thank you.
See that guy? He took a shot of Bailey's
we
up
need
his
to,
nose.
Well, our friend Jim said that he would try to do the Wing Challenge. Maybe we just follow him for the next 15, 20 minutes after the Wing Challenge.
No, we're going to
expose them for what they really do, which is, I mean, they cry.
I don't want anybody to take the Wing Challenge.
No, neither do I.
My friend last night goes, I was telling her about the Wing Challenge, and she goes, I want to try it. And I was like, no. Her name's Adrian. I was like, Adrian, no. You're not doing the Wing Challenge. She's like, I think I could do it. I like hot stuff. I was like, oh my God, are you being, like, you need to listen to me. You know, I'm trying to tell her the story of what happened. And she goes, well, yeah, I mean, that Los Bobos place, yeah, the taco place, that I accidentally put too much of their hot sauce on my taco one time. I was like, you're not doing it then. You're disqualified.
Yeah, you should be taking that and drinking that bottle. And then
we'll follow Jim Looper, though.
I think he could do it.
I'd love to see that guy in some pain. Yeah.
You're listening to the Daily 3B podcast with Brandon and Bailey. Download the latest podcast on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at 3B Radio.